voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, the marketing doctor, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, your professional brand, all within an hour. And whether or not you're searching for a job, struggling with a relationship, or simply want to enrich your life, you've come to the right place. It's Brand Talk here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. Brand Talk is where you can call in any questions that you have about your life, job changes, relationship, career changes. It's what I call transitions. And if you're in transition like me, then you are a transitional, and we got a lot to talk about. So why don't you give me a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. Or you can email me. I got my iPad here, so you can even email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And what else we have, if you're streaming, at the bottom right, there is an app for chatting. So you can use that. And let's see how that will, in fact, work. You know, I've mentioned that I'm in transition like many of you, or maybe not like many of you, but certainly I'm in transition. And what I mean by that is that I'm now a talk show host. I never did that before. You know, I started as a sixth grade teacher that I really disliked. I then went to graduate school for psychology, which I, in fact, loved. And then I went to teach on the university level. Loved that. St. John's, Manhattan College, NYU. Great, great experiences. And then I became a marketing executive. And boy, was that fun. So with all of that in the mix, I think I bring some knowledge to helping you find the brand that you really are. And, life today is not the way our grandparents and relatives lived it. We don't work for one company for our entire lives and get that gold watch. We're lucky we get a Timex. I shouldn't say a Timex. Well, we're lucky just to get a watch, and never mind it being gold from a relative rather than from the an institution that we work for. So today, the rules of the game have changed, and that's why I believe that this show should satisfy a need in the marketplace for you to go out and go brand yourself. So that's what we're going to be doing, and so that this show is not just about me rambling on, but more about you. We want your calls. We want to know how you feel about these different tasks, whether or not you're branding your house, your home, or branding your role in the family, or branding yourself within a job. And by the way, we have that kind of some suggestions for you. So this show is going to be a real hands-on, great examples in terms of brands. You know, and you're probably all rolling your eyes saying, gee whiz, what is a brand? Well, now you're into my area of expertise. And when it comes to a brand is simply more than a name. And that's what I'm going to be yelling, screaming, and carry on about, because everybody thinks they know what a brand is until they're confronted with it. And let me tell you a story about, it's a story or an incident or a friend of mine, and we'll call this friend of mine De Niro. And De Niro is a very, very well-known journalist. And he was all excited about talking to me about a brand issue. And, I had spoken to him on the radio a few times about branding. And I just assumed this guy's a very bright guy, very talented, that he knew what a brand was. So to make a long story short, he calls, we talk. And I said, well, De Niro, what's the issue? He says, well, I'm writing a new book, and it's different from the other books that I've written, and my friends are telling me that that's not my brand, and I don't know what they mean about it. And I said, and then I said to him, well, what were the books? This was the rhetorical Dr. Tantillo speaking. I said, well, what were your books like in the past? And he told me, I knew what they were in the past, but I wanted him to tell me. He said they were kind of comical and light and satirical and fun. And I said, and he said, but this book is very serious. So I said, well, if you listen to what your friends are saying, the book that you wrote or your finished writing is no longer consistent with the past De Niro. So you gotta, maybe you gotta change your name to something else, or you just gotta now begin to reposition yourself, okay? And the point of this story is that here is a guy, and this is much like everyone, I hope, that's listening, that has this idea about what a brand is, but when confronted with what a brand is, they really aren't that confident of what they're talking about. Well, there's nothing more to worry about, because you're here with me, the marketing doctor, the guy who's the branding and marketing expert that writes and thinks and can help you. And what we want to do is we like you to, in fact, call us in at the number, which is 914. It's 636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Now, my friend De Niro is unlike a lot of people. And we'll use people in show business because this is a great illustration of what I'm talking about. And this whole idea that a brand is more than a name. Remember that. A brand is more than a name. It's what describes the brand. It's how it is perceived by others. That's where the action is. And the other part is this concept of how do you promote it. So that's the idea here. And so what I like to do is give you some examples of this brand that has gone through these changes, and we're not really too good at it. And I think the most recent example of this is our friend Katie Couric, who was a great morning brand, and she was a great interviewer. But the problem is that she never made it on the CBS Evening News, which was a very, very, how could I say it, very male brand. And it was the seat that was held by Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is. And now you have this perky, wonderful personality taking over, and it just didn't work. And my point here is, if she were to come to me, what I would have said is, Katie, I don't think you should do that. But once again, when they say it's not about the money, it's about the money. However, what we want to do is we want to actually not do that, because in the long term, it's your brand that's important. We have a caller on the line. Can I find out what's your name, what's your brand, and where you're from?
I'm tempted to say De Niro. I have a question for you.
Sure.
And it's really the thing I don't understand is about branding, and probably most people don't understand, is why you have to have a brand at all. We're always urged that we should be multitasking and being as many things. People have three jobs, and they do so many different things in life. Mm-hmm. If you have to brand, aren't you limiting your options and your income and so on?
Well, De Niro, the secret there is it's strategic. It's the strategy, silly. Okay, it's a playoff on it's the economy, silly. It's the strategy. And the beautiful thing about brands is, number one, it gives you a definite position. In other words, what you now can do is define who it is that you are, and based on that, go to the respective target market. And that's why. And, you know, so it's more of a strategic approach rather than an interpersonal approach, because you gotta, you know, because De Niro, it has to do with business, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to do business.
Here's my question, though, right?
What's that?
Basically, what are you doing branding for, really? I mean, if you're a corporation, I understand. You know, if you're a corporation, you've got a brand because you're making soap powder or something. But if you're an individual or a small business or a guy just trying to do something creative, are you branding because you want the people to see you in a certain way, or because you're defining for yourself what you should be?
No.
It's really more a sort of looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, this is who I am, an identity thing.
Okay.
And much more than a marketing tool.
Okay. Well, this is what you have to do when you're branding. You got to think of yourself outside the box, and it's not really about you. It's about satisfying the needs of your customers or your target market. So I know that can be difficult, especially with personalities. Of course, not with you, De Niro. But with personalities. And so if you begin to look at what it is, so if you're at a job, for example, and your boss is expecting X, Y, and Z from you, the idea is for you not to brand yourself the way you want to be, but what is the need that the boss has? So he wants the reports that are on time. They want them to be accurate. He wants basically for you to, in fact, be there and be the anchor for which all good things come. And so, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just said, but do you always have to be selling yourself in that way? Because I just, looking at life, I've always thought that if you were... it's like Oprah always says, stay in your lane. Find out what your lane is and stay in it. I assume this is the kind of same thing. But what I'm concerned about is that if you are trying to sell yourself just to please other people, then there's a danger you won't be authentic.
No.
Yourself. Whereas if you're authentic and you find out who you really are,
yes.
This is only a theory. I have no idea if this is true. But if you are authentic to yourself and congruent, you might say, to who you really are, won't the right thing come to you? Because people recognize authenticity and they kind of want to buy that.
Yes. First of all, I don't mean to say that what you want to do is simply be a function of only what people want. There has to be what I like to call a brand over, not a makeover. A makeover is what you think people want you to be. Well, a brand over, what you do is you listen to what the market is telling you and then become your own self. And yep.
No, right. I see. I didn't understand that. Yeah, but I understand that now.
Okay.
Carry on. I was just agreeing. You can carry on.
I can carry on. Well, thank you, De Niro. You're such a great student.
I just think that's absolutely right. I just think that sometimes people get confused. And
yeah,
it's very hard as an individual.
Okay.
If you're trying to find your way in the world, to go, well, what is my brand? Who am I, really? I don't know. And if you're trying to sell yourself to people, it's almost like, you know, love me, love me, love me. When in fact, if you're sure, the people I've met in my life, the people who were really sure of themselves and had a tremendous amount of confidence in who they were, they seemed to attract exactly what they needed in life. They didn't need to try so hard.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I guess I see that now more than ever before, that you just got to, as Sinatra used to say, take it nice and easy and always be yourself. And I have a little saying that, you know, a sermonette or a little shibboleth, and it's called "To Thy Own Brand Be True." And that's my mantra. You can't be anything that you want, that you're not. And I used to, at one point, I'm going to be, I hope I don't offend anybody or of any groups, but what the hey. I wanted to be a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant when I first got out of graduate school. And I just wasn't really me. And it's taken about 30 years to get this in shape, and I'm pretty happy what's going on. And I hope that doesn't come off the wrong way, but that's where I am right now. It's a good place to be, and so you really have to. And that's the thing I stress to all my clients, and that's what I'm going to even stress to my listeners. Who, if they would like to call, it's 914-636-0110, and we're on WVOX AM 1460 on your dial, and that's the whole point of Brand Talk, okay? Is there anything else we can help you with there, De Niro?
Oh, I could talk forever. I got lots of questions. I mean, do you need to let me go, or shall I ask
well,
another one?
Well, I have some, De Niro, I do have some things that I do want to hit on. There is an email that I'd like to read, but you got one more question. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So this is my last question. Is that if you are going to do this, if you're going to brand yourself, you can't. Can you do this alone? Is it simply a choice of yours, and suddenly you are this brand, or do you need experts to help you? Do you need to consult with people? Do you need outside help before you can really? Because it's like a mirror. You can't see yourself unless you look in the mirror. Do you need coaches, and is it very expensive to brand yourself?
Well, yes, you do need help, and it doesn't have to be expensive if you buy smart. It's like, have you ever done, De Niro, any work in the house, construction or plumbing?
Yeah.
Okay. The question is a cost-benefit analysis. The thing is, do you feel that you can do it, or is it better just to get the plumber or to get the mason or whatever it is? So it's a matter of how confident you are to put it together. So that's the way I would kind of leave it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That was incredibly helpful. Good luck with the show.
Oh, thanks a lot. Call in again. Love to hear from you.
I'll call in about 5 minutes. Bye.
Thanks, Guy. Very good. Well, he's quite a character, as you could tell. And that's why he's such a great brand. What I have now is an email that I like to read, and I like to read it so as to set the stage for you, the listeners, to, you know, call in and let me know what it is, what's your brand, and how do you think people perceive you, and how does your family members perceive you, how do your colleagues perceive you, and once again, you can call in at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, and tell me what it is that you want to talk about in terms of your brand. But here is a great email, because it identifies how you can actually use a brand in your life. And this comes from Mark. Dear John, I had to write to you to tell you my recent story. I hope you remember meeting me back in August in 2009, and I had told you that I had recently lost employment at a dealership due to restructuring. Well, I had signed up for a tech college back in December 2009 for electronics and computer engineering. Then I had to stay at then I had been a stay-at-home dad attending classes in the evening. An opportunity arose that I jumped on. A major car manufacturer located 50 miles west of Columbus contacted my school for a possible internship. I submitted my resume, and they seemed very interested in me. Unfortunately, circumstances changed, and they canceled the internship program. Just recently, they had continued the program up again and asked me for an interview. As I prepared for it, I kept telling myself that I had to sell myself to them. I thought of the conversations we had during dinner, and I realized that I had to brand myself. During the interview, I kept referring to my past automotive experience and that this is a perfect transition in my career. I absolutely made myself out to be the perfect candidate for the position through branding. The interview was on 6/21. They said they would be in contact with me after July 4th. Lo and behold, Thursday, I got a call, and the manager that had interviewed me was so impressed that he made his decision already. They had chosen me for the internship program, and hopefully it will turn into a positive position. Thank you again for meeting me and giving me the advice that you did. I look forward to any future trips to New York and hope to meet you again. Well, look, if I can do that to even one other person who's listening on the other line, then what we have done here on Brand Talk is just absolutely amazing. And there you have it. And if you like to give us a call, we're at WVOX 1460 on the dial. That's WVOX 1460. Sorry about that. 1460 on your AM dial. Or you can email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. Now, one of the other things, and we're going to be coming to a break fairly soon, but I would like to throw out another tactic to help you, another, life preserver in this branding world that De Niro had talked about. And it's what I do every week for the American Marketing Association. It's write a blog, and it's the and it's just not any blog. It's a blog that's the brand winner and loser of the week. And the advantage here is that there's a takeaway, so that these are actionable things that you can, in fact, learn from these with these diatribes that I take. Only kidding. I think they're really good. But you're the consumer, you're the target market, and so we have to find out what you think. And please, you can always reach me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. So this week's winner and loser, let me start with the winner first, because that's a pretty interesting one. It's a brand that I've been screaming, yelling about when everybody told me, what the hey were you talking about, Tantillo? What were you doing when you thought about this? And it's Chevy. Yes, Chevy is the winner. And you know, I always like to say that people buy brands, not companies. And that's and the reason for that is that if you take a look at what people were screaming about, you know, 2 years ago, GM was finished. And when I was at Fox, Fox News, the Fox News channel, I was getting a lot of blowback from that. And I basically let them know that, look, people buy brands, not companies, which means they buy Chevys and Caddies and Chevy trucks. They don't really buy GM. Investors buy GM. So maybe from a stock perspective, that's not the place to go. But certainly from the consumer point, it is the way to go. So anyway, GM, I should say Chevy, is my winner of the week. And why? Well, they took something that I have I've been very, very critical of, and that is the Super Bowl advertising. I've been yelling, screaming, and carrying on for that a number of years, and I really, basically, for all intents and purposes, a waste of money. You could do much better advertising on the radio or on spot television than you can on the Super Bowl, but that's another issue. But what they did, Chevy, is they're coming up with a contest, and in this contest, they're asking their customers to come up with an ad. I think this is a great idea. Every introductory marketing student knows that a contest is a good way of getting brand awareness, and this is no exception. So there you have it. And so that's the winner. The loser, after we come back from the break, we're going to deal with that. But what you can do is give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And give us a call for any transition you're going through, or if you're concerned about your brand or somebody else's brand. That's very, very important. And another reason to give us a call, perhaps you're out of work or you're in a career limbo. This is also important. So anyway, we'll be talking about the marketing doctor's loser in just a second.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler.
Call me naive, but my expectation is that leaders are going to lead.
At a news conference, President Obama urging Congress to extend the nation's debt ceiling, even if it means a shortened summer recess.
They took the vacation. They bought the car. And now they're saying maybe we don't have to pay, or we don't have to pay as fast as we said we were going to.
Republicans say any extension must include substantial spending cuts. The president says those cuts should include ending tax breaks for big corporations and for Americans who make more than $250,000 a year. President Obama saying that's only fair because low-income and elderly Americans will be hurt the most by drastic cuts in government programs. The GOP calling that a deal breaker. This is a Fox News alert.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast, Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. Highs will climb into the middle 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows falling back into the lower 60s. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday. Highs ranging into the lower 80s. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny. Highs climbing into the middle 80s. We head into the holiday weekend. Sunny and dry weather continues, but temperatures will be warmer. Highs upper 80s on Saturday. Hot weather, lower 90s for Sunday. Chance of showers, Independence Day Monday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
81 degrees.
There's always something happening right here on 1460 AM and worldwide at WVOX.com.
Just in touch with what's going on today.
Where many different voices are heard in the land.
1460 WVOX. We're back. Brand Talk Radio. We're at WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo with Brand Talk. We were just talking about the brand winner of the week, which you can locate at marketing power, which is the website of the American Marketing Association, or you can go to www.brandtalkradio.com and pick up the link there. Now, our loser of the week. This is like a lob for crying out loud. They're setting me up on this one with what I had just said, and that is the Hearst Corporation. And I found this out. I regularly read Stuart Elliott at the New York Times' advertising column, and in his media decoder at the New York Times, he had broke the story that Hearst is doing. I just can't believe in this age that people or corporations are so silly when they do stuff like this. They're doing an umbrella campaign for all their magazines. And what that really means, folks, is that they have like one ad, like it's a campaign in which there are hundreds of magazines that are incorporated. If this isn't the epitome of arrogance, and if this isn't silliness at its worst, I don't know what is. So what that basically means is that they are thinking that all the magazines, without worrying about you, the consumer, or you as their target market, are going to respond to this ad with no benefits. What are the benefits? This is absolutely crazy. And what you want to do when you are trying to promote your brand is give the benefit. Why should they, in fact, buy from you, buy your brand? And this, other than making everybody within Hearst feel good about their brand, does nothing because it doesn't provide any benefits. And that's why I think it is what I would call the loser of the week. And once again, if you'd like to take a look at it, it's brandtalkradio.com is where you can see that. Or you can Google John Tantillo and it's out there. We have a caller. Yes, caller, what's your brand? What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Dr. Tantillo. My name is Lucy.
Yes, Lucy.
And I just want to know, how is Oprah so successful in branding herself?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I've written about Oprah a number of times, and the reason is she was so good, or is so good, is she's in constant contact with her target market. And no one knows this, because once you're a success, no one realizes that how important it is to build a brand. And what does that mean? You know, there's a saying is in politics is that all politics is local, and I don't talk about politics on the show, but this is a great illustration of why that saying is so true. All branding is local. And what that really means is what Oprah did when she first started her non-syndicated show, when it was a local show, she would go to promotions. She would be in touch with the fans. She would spend hours upon hours expressing to her fans the characteristics and solidified the characteristics and personality traits that really became her brand. And so then later on, what she did is she began to talk about subjects that her audience, or her target market, as I like to say, and you'll probably be sick and tired of hearing that, but it does play a role, because that's the importance of the brand. The brand only makes sense and can best be analyzed when you're talking about your target market. And the target market is who's going to purchase your brand. And that's it. And she knows that. Now, she went off on a little bit of a limb when she got political. And because you remember what our parents told us, in good company, you never talk about religion or politics. So there she got into a little bit of trouble, but she responded, she rebounded very nicely, because she's a very likable person. And that's part of the Oprah brand. And she challenges, She's not afraid to challenge. She's knowledgeable. She presents all sides of the argument. And I ask you, what do you like about Oprah, or what don't you like about Oprah?
Oh, I just loved her show. I'm kind of, you know, I know she's on another television show, but I miss her show on when she was on, you know, I do miss it.
Right, right. Well, I thank you for calling. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you for your answer.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And now what I would like to do is now a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group. Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about. But at the Whitmore Group, they know how to talk about it. They simply make it easy to talk about insurance. And whether it's your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Let the Whitmore Group provide the service that you need when purchasing insurance products. Whether or not it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, it's the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Give them a call at 516-746-4141. That's 516-746-4141. Or visit them at the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. John Tantillo sent you. So we're back, and let's see what we're going up. Okay, we have a caller. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, what's your name, what's your brand, and where are you from?
I actually don't have a brand. My name is Dan Stevens.
Oh, Dan, okay.
And I had a question.
Sure.
So, why do some brands, you know, stick out so much when you think of certain things? Like with tissues, you think of Kleenex. With you know, cola, you think of Coke, Vaseline.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That. Why do they stand out?
Because they. Excellent question, Dan. And the reason for that is because the strategists behind those brands, all right, and this is what we're going to do here at Brand Talk. We're going to use the same strategies that those companies use to go brand yourself. They said, number one, who is the target market? Okay, who do we want to sell this to? And what is it that they need? So it's not about pushing, and this I scream and yell about this. That's my expression. I do a lot of screaming and yelling because I'm an animated guy. Because what I am, I'm passionate about making the point that you can't create a need, you can only satisfy them. So what I'm basically saying is Kleenex. Now, I remember Kleenex, but and you have to remember at the turn of the century, the way you would blow your nose was with a handkerchief, okay? You didn't have a Kleenex. You had a handkerchief that I have. Anybody that's of a certain age uses a handkerchief, and anybody under a certain age uses Kleenex. And the other thing in the 1950s and 40s, what Kleenex decided to do, is uniquely position itself so that it would pop up. You didn't have to go deep for the tissue. So these are all very, very unique characteristics that make people that stay in one's mind to make them memorable and purchasable by you, the consumer. And that's what we want to do here. It's what we call in marketing product differentiation. Okay? And that's making yourself different. And so different that it's memorable and giving the benefit at the same time. So it's something that will, in fact, help you out. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it definitely did. Thank you.
Caller? Yeah? Okay. Okay, he's gone. Okay. Very, very good. Well, folks, now it's time for that perennial Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know? And Did You Know is what we're going to do each week. And it's where a little known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare say, your continuing education. So without any further ado, let us listen to what Dr. John Tantillo is talking about when he says, Did You Know? This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know? Of all the ways people have been buried, the award for the strangest has to go to Frederick John Bauer. Bauer died in 2008 in Cincinnati, Ohio. What was so strange about Mr. Bauer's final resting place, you ask? Well, folks, to get to the real story, you need to go all the way back to 1956. That was the year that a much younger Mr. Bauer was given a very special assignment. You see, the potato chip industry was thriving, but there was a problem. A significant number of consumers didn't like the chips broken when they bought them. Mr. Bauer, a chemist and food storage expert for Procter & Gamble, set out to find the solution. Bauer realized that the answer came down to two things: the shape of the chip itself and the packaging. He worked feverishly for years until he came up with this. The chip couldn't be a chip at all. It needed to be a fried crisp, and that was shaped like a saddle. And the packaging couldn't be a bag. It needed to be a vacuum-sealed can so that the crisps could be stacked and stay fresh and protected. That was how Pringles was born. Today, the snack has over $1 billion in annual sales and is known throughout the world. And Mr. Bauer, have you guessed it? A portion of his ashes were buried in his greatest, most famous invention, the Pringles can. And now you know, you can say, I now know that. And we are back. We are back. If you like to give us a call, you can give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And I like now to read another email that was sent to me. And this has real, I believe will really help, you if you're in a corporate, environment and you're a little worried about your position at this Fortune 500 company. And this is the email that was sent to me by a Facebook friend. What about 3 to 5 things do you need to brand yourself in the corporate environment in this tough economy? So here are my answers to this. First of all, as I mentioned before, you have to address the question, who is your target market? And in this case, your target market is your boss. Second thing is you have to make yourself unique and indispensable without doing harm to other folks that are your colleagues. So what you want to do is you want to be positive and you want to be not negative. You don't want to have a negative person within the office. And that you also should always be fulfilling the needs of what your boss wants to do. You want to, in fact, be a problem solver, and you want to be a team player. I like to use the Bear Bryant quote, and this might be more theory than practice, but I throw it out to you anyway because it might, in fact, help you. And that's what we try to do here on Brand Talk: give you some real actionables for you to, in fact, use arrows in your quiver. And this is the Bear Bryant quote: if anything goes bad, I did it. If anything goes semi-good, then we did it. And if anything goes real good, then you did it. That's all it takes to get people to win football games. And I guess also to win when there's a big client meeting or and you got to come up with the big idea or a big proposal. And I always like to do that. I always used to give a lot of credit, spread the credit out. And I think that that's a wonderful thing and to do. And so that's what I would say. But if you would like, once again, to give us a call for anything in terms of your brand, give us that call at our number, which is 914, and I am looking for it. Okay. But it's the good news is if you're streaming it, it's on the it is in fact on the it's actually on the streaming site. So, but that's no excuse for me forgetting that it's 914-636-0110. So there you have it. And by the way, when you want to call, hey, it also can be, you know, you small business owners. I mean, you got to sometimes think outside the box. You just can't do things the way you used to do business, right? Sometimes a promotion might be the way to go. Maybe even radio advertising here, maybe even to advertise locally could be the way to go. But anyway, that's what we're doing here. We're listening to your questions. And now a word from our sponsor. Have you ever had a special relationship with your insurance agent? Other insurance agencies might be different, but at the Whitmore Group, business begins and ends with a relationship. It's the relationship that shapes the right insurance strategies for you. I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and friend, and I see how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, let me tell it the like it is. It's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's even worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. That's where the relationship comes in. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group is where a relationship is partnership. Call them and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you. Okay, we have another caller on the line. What's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Fred, but I have a question not about me, but about someone else.
Okay.
What advice would you give to former Congressman Weiner if he were to ask for your help in terms of reinventing himself, in terms of maybe someday possibly being able to run for political office again? Or how does he reinvent himself?
Okay, I just like to say this: this is a non-political zone, and I don't talk about politics, and I don't talk about religion. However, if a person who was a political person were to come to me, I would basically say that the first thing you want to do is that you want to be, in fact, honest. You want to get you want to be sincere. And what you want to do is not respond quickly. And the most important thing is to be yourself. So that would be what I would suggest not only to him but anyone in a crisis situation. So
Now what about now that he's out of office, would you suggest he lay low, or does he ever get a chance to have some sort of celebrity status, whether he goes back into politics again? How would you advise him?
Okay. what you would have, well, what he needs, okay, or I shouldn't say what he needs, what a brand needs when you're going through a crisis is what you call a brand over, not a makeover. And a brand over, as I had mentioned before, is when you talk and you find out who the individual or the company really is. And based on that, begin to, in fact, promote that. And it should probably be done consistently. It should probably be in the long run. And it shouldn't be done in a way that is going to be offensive to the very, very people that that are most offended by your brand. But the most important thing that you a brand has to remember in crisis is who is the target market. In other words, who are the people that are going to, in fact, buy your brand? And based on that, that's where the action is. I hope I helped you out on that question.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Thank you.
Yes, you're most welcome. So I have another email that had come to me from a small business person of all people or of all industries. It's a realtor, and this realtor is at the crossroads. She really doesn't know whether or not she should go after the big market or the small market, and or larger clients or the middle management or the middle market clients or the large clients. And let me read you this, and you get a flavor of what we're talking about. Hi, doctor. We are a small real estate company in Texas looking to brand ourselves and separate ourselves from the rest. We are having trouble with that. We provide excellent service, and we have 100% satisfaction from our customers. But then all realtors, brokers say the same thing. We offer competitive pricing, but at the moment I say people brand us as a discount realtors, which we are not. We provide premium service and higher quality tools for our customers. If we say we provide a premium service, people say, well, you are not a well-known brand like Remax. We are just at a dead end. Our goal is to have highly skilled realtors provide exceptional service, provide our service. What do you recommend? Well, the first thing you want to do is you look at past performance. So who have you been doing business with? That's the first thing, because you know, and this is where the psychologist comes in here, okay? It's all about past behavior. And so that if you've been very successful at the middle market level, why in good heavens would you want to go to the big guys? I mean, sure, it's statusy to have big clients, but you might not be in a position to take care of them the way they want to. Okay, there's a lot more work there. There's a lot more demanding, and you also want to be able to give them the benefits of why they want that kind of a house or a situation that they're purchasing. So that's what I think is something that you have to do. And I believe that that's what we always try to do when we come to brand ourselves. And I have another saying in terms of brands that I like to say, and I sometimes get into trouble for saying it because maybe people think I'm a little too old, and it's this. I like to say that experience always trumps intelligence. And I like to think of the old saying that Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings talk about, and that's old age and treachery always overcomes youth and skill. And so what I'm basically saying is your experience to my real estate friend of knowing what it is you in fact provide is something very, very, very important. And what you got to do is you're always a listening. You should always be doing something on your doing research to find out what it is your brand is. And we have a caller on the line. What's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
My brand is kind of myself there, Doctor. I'm considering, you know, I've been in big business my whole life. I'm thinking of changing my career, and I know how they brand products, but I was curious to see how I could brand myself equal to how they brand products.
Okay. Well, how would you describe yourself? What do you think is the, what would be the, if you were on a job interview, what would you say, why would I want to hire you?
Well, professionalism, aggressiveness, able to sway people in the company's direction, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Persuasive, I guess, the best way to put
it. I think that's,
And a leader, and a leader of people.
Right. I like leader. I don't like aggressiveness. I think that's good on the football field.
No.
Go ahead.
I talk mostly about. I don't let too much grass grow under our feet.
Well, I'm caller, I'm going to have to let you go because we've come to the end of our show. But thanks for calling. And remember that Brand Talk is here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 on WVOX 1460 on your dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo, the marketing doctor, saying that it's always easier when you keep your brand in mind. That's Dr. John Tantillo, the marketing doctor, telling you to always keep your brand in mind.
We're easy to operate.
It's right at your fingertips.
And best of all, free to enjoy.
This could save us a lot of money.
AM 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD3, New Rochelle.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. The president telling Congress to get the budget done and stop playing politics.
A lot of people say a lot of things to satisfy their base or to get on cable news.
In his first news conference in months at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president said it's urgent that Congress act now on raising the debt limit to avoid a catastrophe.
Call me naive, but my expectation is that leaders are going to lead.
And he repeated his demand that new taxes be a part of military operations in Libya.
Do I think that our actions in any way violate the War Powers Resolution? The answer is no.
And on the issue of gay marriage, the president praised the New York law that made it legal there.
We're moving in a direction of greater equality, and